Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, 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 yo. What is up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Developer Branded Podcast. Yo, it's really good to see everyone, man. It has been a minute since I uploaded. I think the last time I uploaded a podcast was when I was back in Tennessee, and now I'm recording another one, and I'm actually leaving for Tennessee tonight. So, yeah, man, it is really good to see everyone, dudes. There are a lot of things going on right now. There's a huge transition going on in my life. I just left California literally months ago, and I just moved here to Las Vegas. Honestly, it's great living here in Vegas. It's great living with my family, and it's been amazing to just not be alone for once. You know what I mean? After living on my own for so many years, even having a dog, man, that can get depressing, especially because for most of this year when I lived on my own, there was quarantine with COVID getting so bad. And so even interactions with people just started becoming less and less and less, as you all know, because you're going through it too. And so it's been great to be here, to have home-cooked food. And yeah, I'm paying the mortgage over here for them, for my parents. And that's totally fine. It's cheaper than what I used to pay for rent. And, you know, it's just having my mom here to talk to, which is nice, and to make fun of her and just, you know, have family time. And honestly, for many years, I didn't have any of that. The only time I would ever see my family for the last 7+ years, if not 10, were holidays, and that's it. That's it. That's when I would only see anyone in my family. Other than that, I was just home. So it was a really great change of pace. But a really big problem with that is that I became very comfortable. You know what I mean? It is so comfortable here in this place. Yes, I have 2 rooms in this house, 2 studios, 2 offices. Like, it's a huge kitchen. All the dogs are here. My sister lives down the street. All the food you could want. You know what I mean? Gaining weight. I'm getting really comfortable here. And that terrified me. It really did. Because I personally know that I work the best when I'm not comfortable. That when I'm in a situation where things are a little bit difficult, it pushes me. And so now there's this big transition coming up in my life right now. And this is something I did not have to do. It is not something that it was necessary, like as in I had no choice. I had an option. I have many options, fortunately. But an opportunity came up for me to move to Tennessee, to move to the East Coast, where it snows, where it's humid, where the weather's not perfect, man. I'm away from everyone in my family. The closest person in my family that lives near me is in New York, which is like 12 hours away or maybe longer. It's a whole different change. And when I did research in the city I'll be moving to, which is Bristol, Tennessee, yo, it is literally the middle of nowhere. It is a very small town. There's only very few Asian restaurants, which is going to be tough on me. No Filipino restaurants. The closest Filipino restaurant is in another state in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. I might drive there one time just for the heck of it, just for the Filipino food. No, like literally with my dogs. It's just going to be a whole new world, man. When I was there, I literally kept my eye out to see if I saw any other Asians there. And I saw none. The only time I saw Asians was when I went to a Japanese restaurant, and the only people that were Asian that were in that restaurant were the employees, meaning the owner and its children. When I did research on jobs, and there's not even many jobs there. There's no developer jobs, that's for sure. It's just a whole new world, man. It's fried chicken everywhere, southern food everywhere. I don't really like fried chicken. I don't really like fried food, to be quite frank. So I'll be doing a lot of my own cooking. And so, yeah, I'm going to get really uncomfortable, which is what I want. But to be honest, I am scared. I am genuinely scared at this new transition in my life. Let's say, like, my company doesn't do well. Let's say at the same time, develop a brand that doesn't do well. Let's say my YouTube channel ends up dying. What happens? What do I do? I'm stuck there. Now, of course, I can drive back home to Vegas. And of course, I have savings, right? Months and months of savings that will help me and protect me. That's my backup plan. But it's scary because I've made transitions from living a rich life to losing that company to living dirt poor. Going from running a company to working as a sales associate for Bloomingdale's. It's very humbling. And then, you know, living in my car and then getting kicked out of every single house I lived in. You know what I mean? But this transition compared to what else I've had is scary because all those other transitions I've had in the past were all forced upon me. It was forced upon. I had no choice. But this is the first huge transition in my life, change in my life that I'll be making that's all happening because I'm choosing to do it. So that's why I'm scared because everything that's happened in my life and the reason I got to where I am now is literally, I think it's because everything just fell upon my lap. That's what it feels like. It literally feels like that, which is absolutely insane. And now I'm doing something of my own choice. It's not just being given to me. And it's scary because I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm not doing it for the money. Like me leaving my home, come from my home, and I'm taking care of my family too, right? So it's nice. It's nice being with them. But like going to a whole new world, man, no friends, no Asians, no Filipinos, no Koreans, no nothing. I don't even see any people none of my Latino friends there. Like, no, I just know one there. Everyone there is white, you know, and it's so different. But I told myself while flying back from Bristol, when I was given the option to move there if I wanted, I just thought about, man, this is a good opportunity. I'm scared if it doesn't work out, but I have to make it work, right? It won't work out if I give up and I'm just lazy. But it can work out if I work my butt off. I mean, in that office over there, the new building that the company just bought in Tennessee, I'm going to have my own office, which I don't care about because I prefer working remote. But if I move there, I won't. I'm not going to be a remote developer no more. I'll be working in the actual office. But you know what? For me, it's like, all right, why not? I could bring my dogs with me to work, which is even better, right? Which is great. Have my own office space and everything. I'll be able to run my own team, which I'm doing now. I'm actually managing a design team, and we will potentially pick up a junior developer soon. And someone who also does marketing. So all these different things are going on. Things that I never thought I would ever do. I never thought I would be managing my own team. I never would have thought that, right? And then potentially having a junior developer interning under me. Like, I never thought that would happen either. Like, I thought it would be years. But this is happening literally months after getting laid off. It's insane, like, how all of these things are happening. And I figured, why not take this opportunity to just be uncomfortable, be more uncomfortable, be more isolated from anything that can make me more comfortable, you know what I mean? It's scary, but at the same time, I kept thinking, I don't want to live with regrets. I kept thinking, Chris, why would you reject the chance to just move to a new state to try it out? What can you lose? If it doesn't work out, move back home, get a new job. Or you know what? There's Nashville, Tennessee, just a couple hours away. There are a bunch of tech jobs over there. So I just did it. And it's funny because since I made that decision to move there and made official and told the CEO, the last four weeks, I've been second guessing myself like crazy. I kept wondering, like, dang, what am I doing? Was I not even thinking? Like, why am I just leaving? I'm so comfortable here. All the free desks that all the companies sent me are here. They are here in Vegas. I can't bring it with me because it won't fit in my car. Sucks. But, I mean, what else can I say? Like, I'm excited, but man, I've been second guessing myself nonstop. And now today's the day I leave. As soon as my friend arrives, he's going to help me drive there. He arrives at Las Vegas Airport, arrives at 8 p.m. We're leaving straight from there to Flagstaff, Arizona. You know what I mean? And it's terrifying. It's terrifying because it's a change. But as I got closer and closer to this day, I just had to remind myself why I did it. I did not do it to be comfortable. I did not do it because it's not something that should be scary. It's scary. But I did it to be uncomfortable. I made this decision because the way that you grow, the way that you can change as a person, become a better person, better developer, better in business, is by doing things you've never done before and putting yourself in positions that others wouldn't be able to do or are not willing. And so I want to keep putting myself in this position. My life has changed so much the last, like, what is this? The last 6 years since I've joined this industry. So, like, yeah, my life has changed so much. And I don't want that to stop. I want my life to continue changing. I want to keep going through hardships. I want to keep overcoming them, make new friends, meet new people, start new businesses. You never know where life will lead you. So I'm just going to keep going forward, man. Which is cool. So when I go to Tennessee, all the materials that I have, my desk pads that I worked with, that I made with a supplier, will be shipped to my house in Tennessee. That will be my new headquarters. Which is crazy because I never thought that would happen. This is going to be really cool, man. And I'm really nervous. But you know what? We all will come to a point in our life when we have to make a decision like this. And we all come to a point in our life as well where at the end of our lives, we have regrets. Now, to this day, I don't have regrets. But I don't want to have regrets when I reach that point in my life when it's about to end. I want to keep doing, keep moving, keep taking risks. I mean, I'm learning. You know what? I'm learning to become a hacker right now. I'm doing cybersecurity. I'm learning how to hack. I'm learning how to protect my own websites, my own computer. But then I'm also going to learn penetration testing. I'm going to start going to hacking conferences. And this is something that I always wanted to do, just as a human being. It's so cool when you think of hackers and stuff. But I never thought that I'd be someone that could do it. I always thought, just like coding, even as a developer, I thought you had to be better as a developer to become a hacker. No, exact same thing. You just learn, you just do, you make a bunch of mistakes. And it's always changing because security is always updating, getting better. And so I'm excited to take that new point in my life as well, man. I never thought that this would happen, but it is happening. So yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared of all these new things happening, but I'll do it. I will take that risk. Crazy. Anyway, this is just another short podcast, dudes. Thank you guys for listening. I love you all. I'll see you guys at the next episode. Peace.